Vice President Joe Biden came to Philadelphia this afternoon to declare that the world of cancer research is on the cusp of phenomenal breakthroughs. Joining me live from Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania with details is WHYY's Alana Gordon. Good evening, Alana.
Hi, Dave.
What's the nature of these breakthroughs?
So the nature of these breakthroughs comes on the cusp of President Obama earlier this week launching a new initiative and putting Vice President Biden in kind of mission control of this moonshot initiative, where we have a lot of advancements that he's talked about, whether that's immunotherapy, whether that's genomics, whether that's finding ways to prevent cancer. And so with all of these things happening right now, he talked a lot about how we're at an inflection point and he wants to really accelerate that.
JFK's original moonshot challenge was at the start of the decade to put a man on the moon by the end of the 60s. That was accomplished. Let's listen to Joe Biden discuss the timetable for this venture.
And the goal is, whatever breakthroughs we can make in 10 years, my goal is to make sure we can do it in 5 years. Mm-hmm. My goal is that we find absolute cures, but for some cancers, we get to the point where we can manage them, they become chronic diseases.
Alana, who are the we that the vice president are talking about in this collaborative venture?
He's talking about a lot of people. He's talking about really breaking down barriers, actually, in terms of going across different academic disciplines, private industry, as well as the public. But he came to the Perelman School of Medicine today to talk with a lot of the cancer researchers there and academic leaders, as well as oncologists, to kind of point to and ask them. He's been gathering a lot of information from around the country to ask, what do we need to do to really accelerate this? What are some of the things that can happen? Some of the things he pointed to here at Penn was a lot of the work of people like Dr. Carl June and some immunotherapies. And in fact, up front at this event in this roundtable was sitting watching was a young woman, Emily Whitehead, who's the first pediatric patient to undergo some really new types of immunotherapies. And the idea is that 20, 30 years ago, this wasn't even thought about. It wasn't on the horizon. So he's looking to some of these things around what some of the researchers are doing to how to advance that and how to connect that with some of the research that other places are doing and how to accelerate those sorts of things.
And I understand part of the challenge is amassing all this information and then sharing the data.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that he talked about in terms of how to make this move forward is there's a lot of data out there. And he posed a big question to people about, what about big data? How can we share all this information? There's lots of research happening. There's lots of patients. There's lots of things going on in these different silos. But one of the big questions he has moving forward is asking of these researchers, asking of the community, what can we do with all of this data and information to better understand how to target things? Because one of the big things, the big pushbacks is, you know, this idea of a cure for cancer, it's something that's been around for a while. It dates back to President Nixon declaring a war on cancer. And since then, scientists have realized that cancer is not one thing, it's many diseases. There are many moonshots, there are many targets. So this is about getting everybody, I guess you could say, on the same flight.
And though it is still being led by the White House, here's the vice president once again.
This is not an NIH program per se. This is not a federal initiative per se. This is using all the assets and capacities of the federal government. There is an executive order the president is going to be announcing shortly that is going to put me in charge of, and it tasks every major agency.
Alana, again, review with us why this launch was announced right here in Philadelphia.
I think it's part of a broader push, but one of the reasons is Biden, you know, he has a connection with Philadelphia and with Pennsylvania, but immunotherapy is one of the things in the research that's happening here that has really been on his radar. And one of the goals, even in that conversation at the roundtable and asking about some of the research happening here, is have you talked to the other researchers at the other academic centers? And how can we all do a better job of coordinating these things to pool our information, to pool our data, to better understand whether that's in a place like Philadelphia or beyond? And one of the things punted back to Biden from some of these researchers was, well, you can be this kind of important piece of this puzzle and help piece everything together to kind of be that kind of overarching link to something like this.
WHYY's Alana Gordon reporting.